St. Edward's mean to me? Community, and community in service to others. Three good examples are the Acolyte Festival, the Christian Formation Banner Project, and the Feed My Starving Children Service Project. In October 2015, I collaborated with Father Stephen and the rectors of Lancaster's other Episcopal churches to send a delegation of acolytes to the National Acolyte Festival at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Acolytes and Eucharistic ministers of all ages went on the trip, and parents accompanied their children, as my wife Susan and my son Barrett and I did for our son Braden, who serves St. Edward's as an acolyte. The festival itself was a powerful event, with delegations coming from all over the country. All of the participants from Lancaster also got to know each other just a bit better. We deepened connections within the St. Edward's family, and we forged new connections with members of the other parishes. As organization for the Acolyte Festival was gearing up, the Christian Formation Banner Project was gathering its own head of steam. In February 2015, St. Edward's 4th through 6th grade Christian Formation class engaged in a lesson on the creeds. Nadia Geschwind and I team teach the class, and we asked each child to write three things that he or she believes about God, Jesus, and the Church. Each child explained these beliefs to the class. Dottie and the students and I then searched for common themes and crafted three collective statements of faith. First, we believe God loves each of us and is always with us. Second, we believe God is always present in the church, his house. And third, we believe we are all part of the body of Christ. After the service, I showed the statements to Father Stephen. He was so taken with the project that he asked the class to develop banners that would be hung in the parish hall. The vestry approved the concept, and the students spent the next 5 weeks developing table-sized mock-ups of the banners, one for each statement of faith. Bill Swernick determined the proper dimensions for the wall hangings, and Barb O'Brien led fellow Nitwit members Sue Bianco and Carol Hopwood in fabrication of the banners. Carol's husband Bill fashioned the cross from wood found in a stand of trees at their home. In December 2015, Father Stephen blessed the banners during the service of lessons and carols. Bill and his son Reed, who was home from college, then hung the banners in the parish hall. The banner project, which started as a simple lesson on the creeds, turned into a much larger work, demonstrating the three statements of faith in action and bringing together a wide segment of the parish community. Most recently, those ever-deepening bonds have facilitated ministry and service to others. Just a couple of weeks ago, Peg Riley organized a group of children and parents to package food for Feed My Starving Children down in Willow Street. Our St. Edward's team worked with dozens of others to prepare 34,000 meals in just 2 hours. We had an opportunity to spend time with each other once again, and we made a real impact in the lives of hungry families around the world. I'm proud to call the St. Edward's family my own. Our gifts support dynamic forms of ministry, the gifts that we all contribute to this church, and I look forward to many of the ways that we can continue to minister to each other and to our neighbors in the coming years.
The reflection you have just heard is part of the Stewardship Ministry of St. Edward's. I hope you will join us as we celebrate our history, live into our present, and look forward to our future.